This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live and local, it's the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Go, go.
What was the go-go thing right there?
Jay-Z says,
okay. Go.
You only like Guru. You only like Jay-Z because he had a producer named Guru.
No, he was DJ Premier. No, he calls him Guru.
You a genius, Guru?
Yeah. Now, if we really were doing it, we would have that cut. I think we had it one time I went on air before.
Eventually, this whole show is just going to be cuts of Guru either talking or
now
references
that
to
is
him.
Reverse psychology.
I don't know what Guru means, but I know it means something good.
You should see him smile when
anything related to Guru
gets dropped. I don't even take score or care about it. You could not be any more fixated on it.
Hell yeah.
3 hours in the books. This is normally when we would have been off because we were supposed to go 8 to 11. Instead, we're going 6 to 11. A five-hour show is ridiculous. I wouldn't even listen to myself for 5 hours. Yet, here we are. Join us, though. We will be fantastic.
And I have some updates.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to tease that. Our correspondent, Guru, who does not pay attention to the show, but he watches the games.
I don't look you in the mouth.
No, you watch the games and don't listen to me, but that's fine. I don't listen to you either, just for
the
different
concept
reasons.
The of a radio studio is for...
Yeah, you got two TVs in here, and you watch all the games.
There you go.
And I drive the show, and so then you just do what you do, and that's fine. So we're going to go to our correspondent. We got to get some music for that.
Yeah, I'm ready.
No, we can't drop the... We were scolded for doing that. We can't do the breaking news sounder. And we can't do the bum, 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 because that's Townie's
thing.
And
I'm going to you.
We need a third news sounder type of deal so we can go to Guru, our news correspondent over there on my left. Any hooser, 3 hours in the books, two more to go. That'll be probably the only time I'll ever say that. You said we did do a 5.5 hour show though one time.
Nah, might have been 4.5.
I must have been.
But there have been 2 hour shows to where it felt like 8.
No doubt. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah. We're gonna get into some Timmy Lindsey Gum. Can you get that drop?
What happened to the Timmy Slim Jim
when he did the ESPN commercial? We're gonna get to the updates.
Well, I got my people at standby, and
I didn't know it was such a big deal.
We're
now.
Not going on yet.
Can I?
Hey, Zachariah, coming to you live from Oklahoma.
We're not doing that yet. And that's fine for the sounder, but it sounded more like a jazz club. There's got to be a better news sounder.
Can we
get this whole show in order, please, for the love of God? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570 is the text line.
And how's the poll results?
95795. It's the PenskeAutoSales.com text line. On Twitter, we have... 2 or 3 polls up right now. We're looking into it. 3 polls up right now. At 95.7 The Game on Twitter. Can you give me the title? I got to start. Ooh. We got to get organized, man. This whole thing is out of control.
I'm ready.
We're going to talk to Scott Osler. He's a fantastic San Francisco Chronicle sports writer. And he wrote the great article on Draymond Green. And I'd like to ask him, is he too close to the edge? Mm. That's one of the questions. Came up with it on my own. Is Draymond Green too close to the edge? Yes or no? 90% say no. Fair enough.
I can't believe you're taking this stance.
You know the times that I'm talking about where you want him to be like, just back off.
But what he brings, you can know.
I know that, but you can have both at the same time.
Oh, just like telling Lawrence Taylor, I need you to be more nicer.
Exactly. And they did that. He won a Super Bowl. Dennis Rodman controlled his crazy.
He was.
Control the crazy. That's all I'm saying.
The nose candy.
We don't have our other poll questions, but we're working on it. At 95.7 The Game on Twitter is where you can find it. We're on Twitter. He's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. We love getting Twitter followers. We throw a party every time we reach a new 1,000 mark. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. And again, if you want to join in, 888-957-9570, PenskeAutoSales.com, text line 95795. Before we get to Guru,
I'm ready.
This whole Tim Lincecum thing.
Because it's big.
Do we have the new news sounder? I didn't think it was great, but
I've
was not
awful.
I've
been looking around, Zach. I don't think we do.
Can we? No, the one that we played that you were jamming out to and you were getting ready to go. Do we have that now that I've done the ins and outs? It's got to be a news sounds sound, but like this,
somebody
turn
got
it down,
cheating
turn it
on
down.
A spouse.
Not all the way down.
I'm sorry.
You can leave it. It's not, I mean, it's just not news sounder, but go ahead, Guru. What do you have for me?
Zachariah,
give
with a minute
updates.
40 left in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Live from Oklahoma City Thunder is the
nice work
Thunder
by you right
throw
now.
The ball away.
I like the
it's
energy.
San Antonio 94,
okay.
OKC 89. Russell Westbrook just went Westbrook
mm-hmm.
with an errant pass. And I'm also in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
top of the sixth.
Okay.
Your hometown Giants lead visiting. Who they playing?
The Rockies?
The Rockies, 5-4.
Great work, buddy.
Yeah.
Our correspondent does not know the opponent
I knew.
Of the San Francisco Giants. Oh, man.
Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, correspondent guru. Great work by you not knowing the opponent because the game wasn't actually on the screen.
That was Emmy Award
at
winning
that
right
moment.
There, Zach.
Wow. That might have been one of the worst.
Oh, wow.
And I liked that last one. Whatever that last one
A-Bron's
was, I liked
on fire.
That. You, not so much. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 the game.
One more thing, Zach.
The other, okay, go ahead, Mr.
Top
Correspondent.
Of the seventh in San Francisco.
Thank you. You don't know who they're playing as he watches the two TVs here. Yeah, keep that music going.
Top of seven.
As our correspondent only watches the two TVs. That's perfect, by the way. Keep that. That's the winner. As our correspondent only watches the TVs
Take
in the
care
room.
Of you. Anytime you need the scores, just on your man.
While we're doing the show, he cannot give me the opponent and then gives me the inning late. Great work by you, Guru. That was a terrible debut. But you know what? You can't fall from the floor. The next one's going to be great.
That's where you learned that from.
You got nowhere to go but up.
Mm-hmm.
Learned it from you. The other polls that we have at 95.7 The Game on Twitter. Guru, we were talking about the draft grades for the Raiders and the Niners. And the Niners got a B+, and the Raiders got a B. And I threw it up to the poll. Are you happy if your kid brings home a B? And fittingly so.
Oh, I know.
82%.
Ooh, that's a B.
Which is a B, says that they're happy with their kid getting a B. Everybody raise your standards. And God bless you for the 18% that said no, they're
good
not happy.
Lord.
231 votes there.
How many?
231.
That could be a, no, we had 301 there. I wouldn't count.
I think we had 500 for one.
Might have been 1,000.
400.
1,100.
Just keep going up. 150,000.
20.
I like it. The other one that we had up, Steph Curry injury. Did it make the Dubs games in the first and second round more or less intriguing? 75% say more intriguing, Guru.
It's obvious that it's more intrigue,
okay.
But at the end of the day, you're getting cheated as watching the best wizard to ever lace him up.
Okay.
Something right beneath Jesus. I ain't forgot.
You have not forgot.
I ain't heard
Do we have explanations?
We are seeing something that's right beneath Jesus.
You did say that one day about Steph Curry.
He has not let me down.
You're a little bit of a homer on that, but I know what you're saying. Let's go to Chris in San Francisco. Go ahead, Chris. How are you?
All right. First of all, it's not a matter of what grade your kid comes home with. It's how much they learn, second of all. And as far as the
Hang on, Chris. Doesn't their grade reflect how much they learned?
The standardized testing is the biggest POS ever, right? So only if you interact with a kid on a daily basis, then you have a true understanding of their learning capacity.
All right, let's not get too deep into this, Chris. The bottom line is the better grade you get, the better school you get into.
You know, check it out. The Niners draft grade isn't a B. It's three letters. It's ACL. Because I'm tired of them taking fools and Barkey needs to step off and just get canned. So we stop drafting homies and sit on the sideline for a year with one knee.
What about this draft, though, for Barkey?
How many ACLs did he draft?
Well, we don't know yet.
I guarantee you there's one homie in this draft with a busted ACL.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Chris. Yeah, but the difference, and thank you, Chris. Appreciate the phone call.
That was anger.
He's fired up. Where were you when I was saying that Reggie McKenzie has been out drafting Trent Baalke? But, Guru, I do understand it. The difference here is, though, that everybody drafts people off of coming off of torn ACLs are no longer a big issue.
I called it the new sprained ankle.
Mr. Joseph, that the Raiders selected in the first round, the safety, he had a torn ACL. He was doing a backflip in his home country. But ACL is
it's real though, Zach. It's real.
A torn ACL is the new
sprained ankle.
Basically, it's not a huge deal. It's not where it, you know,
coming from two guys that haven't done it. My friend Charles Rutherford tore his. Well, he wasn't an NBA athlete.
Is he hooping now?
We have hooped. Yeah, he's back.
Okay. Did it take him a long time? And this is without the highest paid.
About 15 months.
And that's without the highest paid doctors in the world.
Being pampered, sleeping in a chamber.
Ice buckets, whatever the hell they do
Michael
to get
Jackson
back from
chamber,
it.
The Michael Jackson chamber, RIP, Mike.
It's no Michael Jackson chamber?
Yeah, you know, the thing he used to sleep in, T.O., the... Yeah, they would get in the chamber and sleep. Really? Yeah, and it'd fix your bones and your blood. Google it.
Good knowledge. The point is, it's no longer what it used to be. So I'm no longer terribly worried about a guy coming off an ACL injury. Now, if it's a major, like,
reconstructive,
knee replacement surgery, hip replacement surgery, obviously. But that no longer
bothers me. Well, the Raiders, Joseph had it.
I know.
Yeah, that's where we're...
My point is, I was waiting for that phone call because... Trent has done
that,
and
he's
whiffed.
Okay. All right.
Lattimore, remember?
He's used that card, yeah.
Remember? His team was so good, he could roll the dice and draft a guy that's not going to play for a full year. Never played in the league.
Wow.
You're right.
And who was the defensive tackle from South Carolina?
Not Lattimore. You're on it. What's his name? Yeah. Come on.
It was Lattimore was the running back. I can't think of the...
Carradine.
Yeah, Tank Carradine.
Yeah, I knew it was coming to me. Dang.
Yeah. But you like to be confident about that. Chris and SF on the Niner draft grades. Go ahead, Chris. Oh, he gone. All right. Coming up next, we will get to Tim Lincecum conversation. And if you want to join in on the Draymond Green conversation or the Niners or Raiders draft conversation or the Oakland A's rained out, can't win at home. Maybe it's better that they're on the road.
Damn, it's bothering me about winning at home. We got to get into that.
What are you going to do? Force them to win at home?
Find out what's wrong.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
This is Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm back in the sack with my man named Zach. Friday to Sunday, you know we'll be right back. 5 to 8, 3 for your pressure. See, it's all good because all we try to do is deliver pleasure. Pain, no hurry. See, it's all good because I'm praying for Steph Curry. Friday night as I go off the top. See, it's all good because you don't want me to stop. Zach, I see you smiling because I keep on going. 95.7 The Game.
You ain't knowing.
Damn.
Yeah, I got your back. Well, it's all right. Well,
keep your day job.
No, you're sorry. Yeah. Welcome back, Bay Area. 95.7 The Game. That
was my corporate rap.
He's a lot better.
Voice.
When we get off work and we drive home.
Wow.
He kills it in the car. I don't know what happens. I mean, the bright lights might get to him a little bit, but
killed it there.
That wasn't bad. It was all right.
That's my Marshawn Lynch.
I don't know if we'd call that kill it.
Put that on the poll.
Okay, put that on the poll. Did Guru just kill it freestyling?
Any deals out there, I'm open.
Yes or no?
Any possible deals?
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, coming up at 9:30. Can't wait to talk to this man, Scott Osler. Fantastic piece in the San Francisco Chronicle. What was that in my ear? What was that?
I think Dre.
Can you just say it? Can you just say it?
Dr. Dre. Oh.
Okay. Well, don't talk to Steve in my ear, for the love of God.
I thought that was Dr. Dre calling.
Scott Osler. Yeah, like drop that like 19 more times.
Throw the flag.
And 3 flags. The first and 60 from their own negative 50. Okay, that's enough. That's all right. I'm calm now. Scott Osler, great piece on Draymond Green and just what kind of edge you need. Per Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, which Steve Kerr knows, felt it in the face. He got punched in the face, if you know what I'm
Michael
saying.
Michael apologized, too, after that.
Yeah, because Phil.
I didn't like Mike picking.
Anyways, we'll talk to Scott Osler of the Chronicle at 9:30. Right now, your phone calls 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 957-95. At any point, we could go to our correspondent. He is also my co-host, but he doesn't pay attention to the show when there's games on. He watches the two TVs here in the studio, so I get my updates from him. At any point, we can go to him. Well, we don't always know what the opponent is, as we learned with the Rockies-Giants game.
We fixed that, Zachariah.
Find out. Let's go to Steven and EPA. I heard East Palo Alto is nothing to mess with. What's up, Steven?
Hey, this is Steven McCall. I love you guys' show. I listen to all the time while I'm making deliveries.
Thank you, man. We hope to entertain. What do you got?
Yeah, so I had a debate on whether Draymond Green should turn it down a notch. I think I compare him to two other players in their respective fields, totally different fields. I compare him to John McEnroe and Phil Hellmuth, of poker, and they have a lot
interesting
of
wow. I know where you're going there.
Yeah, they have a lot of tenacity to their game, and sometimes it translates into penalties on their respective fields. Sometimes Phil Hellmuth might sit a few hands out as a penalty. Sometimes John McEnroe might face a penalty from the umpire, but at the same time it translates into greatness. And if that's the way Draymond Green wants to translate his greatness,
Steven, are there not times with either John McEnroe or Phil Hellmuth where you wish they would tone it down a little bit?
No, I it was entertaining, and I know that it just makes them a better player with the tenacity that they have. And even though they're not, those two fields aren't team fields like Draymond Green is in. It brings out the best player in them individually, and for Draymond Green, I think his best self.
Perfect, Steven. Steven, that was an A+. You're right. And Zach want to
appreciate the
have
phone call.
A your junkyard dog change its tune. It's like, you know
not
what?
Not always.
Oh, I love you, puppy, but when company comes around, you go get in the backyard.
I rarely get serious, but
that was the worst analogy ever, but let's go ahead.
I just ignored it because I was, that's what I do.
That's what you do.
I rarely get serious, but do not put words into my mouth in terms of me wanting to change his tune overall. I want him to be who he is.
Then you can't change it.
No, but in moments where you know you're going too far, then back the hell off.
Okay, what's happened in the last couple of days for you to step up? Or has it just been him looking like just super angry, scaring you almost on the screen? Are you embarrassed?
We're going to talk to Scott Osler at 9:30, okay. And the article that he wrote talking about Draymond Green and Kobe Bryant and the entire connection with Phil Jackson wanting that kind of environment, Michael Jordan
needing that.
Yeah, needing that kind of environment. It made me think of the times where I'm watching Draymond Green and I'm begging him to just back the hell off. And there needs to be another player on the team. And this goes back to why they need a junkyard dog so much, because they're so passive. They need a guy on the team that can go up to Draymond and go, yo, now's not the time. Don't get a tech and be in just.
Can you imagine that guy?
It's not often, but there are times where he needs to tone it down, Zach. Which is something that you could probably say about
the both of us. And Jordan used
to
do it to Rodman, him and Pippen.
Yeah, no doubt.
Isaiah, too.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 957-95. I want you to, Guru,
rap.
No. Go ahead and please don't rap.
Oh,
give me your guess of a synopsis of games 3 and 4 in Portland, and then I'm going to put something up on the poll.
Game will be close tomorrow.
Okay.
Portland will come out probably mid third quarter. The Warriors' second string will come in. They'll probably be up or down no more than
get
4
to it.
Up 6.
Get to it.
Warriors win going away.
Okay.
And game four. Us four could go out there and the Warriors win by 20. The pressure would be too much.
Put it on the poll. Is Guru too confident about games 3 and 4 in Portland? You don't think the Blazers are going to win a game in this series?
Not one.
Okay.
And I do agree with you. If they do win one, it will be tomorrow night.
I often like to look at for expertise, because neither of us are experts. Hey, Aaron, can you tell me what the Vegas line is for tomorrow's game in Portland? Who's favored by how much? The Blazers are going to get a game in this series.
After we marvel at this team without Steph and what they've done except the hiccup in Houston...
That was in Golden State.
They lost game three in Houston against the worst team.
But you, the other night, 2 weeks ago, you were like, Guru, they almost won it.
If the Blazers were playing Houston tomorrow, who would you bet on?
Blazers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Rockets beat them at home.
That's
a whole nother animal.
Decimated any confidence and mental chance that they had.
We were in the owner's press box, 95.7 The Game, met the Oakland Athletics upper management. We saw Lou Wolf and amongst a bunch of other people, Ken Preece and, you know, everybody. And we all hung out and it was a good time. And one of the things that Lou Wolf told me in our time together, because I was the first person there, I didn't expect that.
That shocked me.
I'm the least responsible person on the station, but I was the most responsible at that time. I think it was probably one of those deals where people were trying to look cool, like, what time do you show up?
There was definitely that.
The party starts at 10, I'll be there at 11.
Was I late? What time did I?
You were very, very late. You might have been the last guy there. No, it's not true. Michael Urban came after you.
He had an emergency.
I was talking with Lou Wolf, and he was telling me how much I need to get down for a San Jose Quakes game. And I said, I'm Italian and Dutch, and my partner makes fun of me because he says I claim every soccer team, but I know I got to get down there. Plus, it's got the biggest bar in the world, so
outside,
you know I want to be there.
Rick Tittle told me about that place.
So that is one big lead up to go to Peter in San Jose who wants to talk Quakes. Peter, what do you got?
Hey, so finally, it's the first time anyone's talking Quakes.
Literally ever.
I'm getting down there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's my first point, not just for you guys in particular, but for all radio. If with the weekend recaps, if we could at least just add the Quakes have a game in Seattle coming up this weekend or on Monday, this was the Quakes score.
You can be our San Jose Earthquakes insider.
He's got the job.
Tell us what's at stake. Tell us what game is
coming. I'm more than happy to take it.
Oh, now you're demanding an opening? You need an opening now,
okay.
Peter?
All right, big guy.
All right, just tell us about the whatever game's coming up and what's on the line.
So we've got Seattle coming up this weekend. Seattle, of course, is one of our...
we hate the Sounders. Rivals. Yeah, we hate the Sounders.
You know the name.
So we've got them. We're on the road up there on Saturday on Saturday afternoon. But really, I just want to hear not even maybe Quakes talk, but just recap of the scores, the schedule be included with...
Peter. Peter, I was hoping you were going to hit us with more hard-hitting analysis. If you want to get in contact with the show, contact either 90210 or
Aaron.
You haven't made
Kathy
it to the level
the
of
Sharks.
Contacting me yet. Kathy for the Sharks.
Yeah,
you can
I like
be the
that.
Kathy of the Sharks. Thank you, Peter. Go, Quakes, go.
Have you been? Yeah, you've been there.
I was trying to get Wolf to invite me, like,
no, you had enough
style.
Talk with Wolf. He was cool, man.
No, he was like, you got to come down for the game. I was like, why don't you, I can come down to the game, but what's up with the suite? You know what I mean?
I think that's when he looked mad.
I was trying to nudge, like, I would love to come to a game. He meant, like, you go on your own, MF-er. You're not coming down to my suite. But I was trying to get him to know that I meant... coming down this week. All right, coming up next, somebody.
Popping bottles and models.
Oof,
yeah, there you
90
go.
Minutes to
doing.
Go. Praise Jesus. After we talk to Scott Osler, I think I'm going to be rejuvenated because I love Scott Osler. And he wrote a fantastic article talking about Draymond Green. We've been asking, is he too close to the edge? And the whole thing is on him talking to Kobe Bryant, how that relates
to wait for this.
Steve Kerr, who got punched by Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson, going into all of that. And it's a great article, and I love him dearly. Scott Osler coming up next. 888-957-9570 if you want to join in. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah coming back at you. 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area. 95.7 The Game. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah coming up at 9:45. We'll take your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957. 9570, text line 95795. On Twitter, we have some polls up. It is at 95.7 The Game. I will only read the results of the ones that I agreed with going into it.
Well, Derek Papa just texted me that I killed it on the freestyle. So
okay, he lied to you.
I'm feeling like I'm...
He lied to you? Can we get to our guest?
What part?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
About
you
killing it? I didn't know we had guests.
Yeah. A great one at that. And he's going to keep me from going insane as we do a five-hour radio show. He is Scott Osler. God rest my beautiful father's soul. This was his favorite writer at the San Francisco Chronicle, which you know I read regularly. And you can follow him on Twitter, at Scott Osler. Scott, I feel like my brain is escaping my body, and it's nice to talk to you. How are you, my friend?
Great, man. 5 hours. No wonder you're calling me.
Yeah, there was
you're down on a C-list, a D-list.
No,
oh, you're VIP.
No, the game was no. You were our number one call. The A's game was canceled, Scott.
Oh, okay.
So Townie had to do solo for like 3 hours, and then we were supposed to start at 8, and instead we started at 6. So we are now on hour, you know, 4.5. But anyways, thank you for joining us.
I'm going to make sure there's a little something extra in your paycheck this week.
Oh, Scott, you got it like that.
S.O.
Well. You don't actually need to give me anything because I steal from you all the time. I say this all the time. You guys do our work. It's like 95% of the reason why I never want the newspaper to go anywhere. I read the Sporting Green from the Chronicle, and then I go into work, and I just take your material. And today what I took was your fantastic article on Draymond Green and the connections between Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Steve Kerr, Phil Jackson. My question is, are there times when you watch a game, Scott, and you want to just pull back Draymond a little bit? Is he too close to the edge for you, Scott?
Yeah, and you know what? He kind of said that the other night. After the last game, I was asking him where he found the spark after he had that one bad game in Houston. And since then, he's been really on fire more than usual. And he said, yeah. In fact, he used the expression, too thirsty. So he said, sometimes in that I got too thirsty. In other words, he went over the line.
We know, Scott. I'm shocked that you're hip enough to know what that means. That's a young person's term, Scott.
I'm not that hip, but just figured it out. You know, just took a little brain work. But yeah, he took a couple shots that he shouldn't have taken, and he just got a little too amped up. And especially those times when he gets into it with the refs, where he really needs to dial it back, because like the other night, they cut him a lot of slack, but they're not always going to do that. He's going to get teed out of a game.
Scott, and this is also stems from, we remember the infamous game where him and Kerr got into it in the locker room. We don't know exactly what about, but my point is, you can't take the good with the bad, right? You can't tell a beast, a guy that goes into this phone booth to be aggressive, for the amount of all the players on the team. Who's that guy? Who gets that assignment to say, hey, you know, Draymond, it just looks bad on TV when you're chasing the refs down.
No, you know, it's got to be more like this. Somebody's got to be on duty when he gets into a really heated thing with one of the refs. Somebody's got to go and just tackle him and pull him away because he's going to get a double T and get thrown out. And there's time, you know, about it. I think it was last year at one point, halfway through the season, he had a bunch of T's. And he said, he made a public declaration. He said, you know what, I've decided that. I'm not going to change these guys' mind. It's stupid. It's not working for me. It doesn't do me any good. So I'm going to back off the refs. And you know, that worked for probably about 5 games. But you're right. He is what he is, and you don't want to change that. And Kerr's, bless him, is smart enough to know that, you know. Kerr is never going to sit this guy down and say, I want you to be a little bit cooler out there. You know? That ain't going to happen. So they're glad to have it. But I think it's cool that even Draymond knows that sometimes he gets a little too high.
Scott Osler, fantastic sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Follow him on Twitter, at Scott Osler. Kind enough to join us, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. Scott, last series, Curry got hurt. The Warriors lose game 3 on the road. They bring him back game 4. I know it wasn't tied into his original injury, but I do wonder whether or not the Warriors would have brought him back for game 4 had they won game 3. Do you think that whether they win or lose will have any impact on whether or not Curry plays in game 4?
I do. And they keep saying, and Steve Kerr keeps saying, and I think he believes it, that we're not going to make a decision based on how the series is going, whether we're up or down or we lose a game or whatever. But that has to factor in somewhere. In the, maybe not the main part of the equation, but it's got to factor in somewhere. There's no way they can ignore that. Let's say they lose 2 games in Portland and Steph doesn't play, and maybe he's not quite ready to come back for game 5. It's going to be a pretty strong temptation to Scott, to get him back if they can.
Scott, I know this is kind of out of left field, but I told Zach and he just scoffed at the whole notion. But I sat there and watched that Warrior team come back from a fourth quarter 10-point deficit.
Yeah,
and I thought
it was 11 down going into the fourth.
11, thank you. My question, Scott, is I'm so infatuated with the Warriors bench. I thought what a practice must look like. And I said to Zach, you know what? If the first team played the second team in a real scrimmage, I honestly believe now I'm impressed with the second team that that game would be closer, a lot closer than a lot of people think. How would you answer that?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, I'm told, for instance, Iguodala in practices is so on fire that a lot of times the second team does beat the first team. You know, they're that good and they're that that's a pretty good squad. You know, how would that second team do if you flipped it around and they were the starters? That they wouldn't win 73 games, but they'd be pretty damn good. Yeah, and when one of my, like the other night, Mo Spates had a bad night. He was, what, 0-for-4? But everybody else was pretty darn good. So it's a rare night when the whole bench just takes the night off. And it's just, that's a powerful thing against other teams, because other teams do just, you don't get a breather against the Warriors.
Scott, are we, I'm going to get way ahead of myself, and I know you love making fun of that because I read you all the time in the paper and you make fun of people. That I think you wrote an article basically completely in sarcasm talking about how the Warriors don't need Steph. But let's assume
that's right, yeah.
It was great.
I'm glad you got the sarcasm, because not all, a few readers didn't pick up on that.
Well, that's my
Steph traded. So.
Well, that's my point. I was fooled for like 30 seconds, and then I realized Scott's literally writing an entire article in sarcasm. God bless you for it. But let me just fast forward, and all the Warriors fans yell at me and tweet at me that I'm an idiot. I'm knocking on wood all over the place. But Steph Curry comes back 100%. They get past the Blazers. They get past either the Spurs or the Thunder. They get past the Cavs. They win the title. Are we going to hear an entire offseason again, which is good for both the Warriors organization and the Warriors fans? But are we going to deal with another one where they go, well, you know, the first round they played the Rockets and they were soft, and then the second round the Clippers got hurt, so they played the Blazers and they're too young, and then Curry was able to come back and they won, and then, you know, they played the, are we going to deal with that again? Is this going to be another list of excuses, or does Steph Curry's injury by itself take all that stuff out?
Well, it depends on how thin-skinned you are, because as you guys both know, the way the Twitter world and social media and stuff works out, no matter what you do, there's somebody going to take it apart, criticize it, diminish it. But I think if they pull it off this year, especially considering like the way the Cavs are playing and how good the Spurs are, if they pull it off this year, that stuff will be so minimized. There'll be a few little freaks out there that they're picking them apart, calling them lucky and all that stuff. But for the most part, I think the rest of the world is going to have to bow down to the Warriors and say, okay, we get it. These guys are unreal. These guys are epic. They're all time. They're just going to have to give it to them. They're going to have to.
Scott Osler, great sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Follow him on Twitter, at Scott Osler. Scott, appreciate your humor. Appreciate your insight. That article on Draymond Green was fantastic. I wanted to get way more into that, but, you know, I'm trying
to
adhere to the listeners, you know.
You know what I mean, Scott? Got 5 hours.
Well, no. Yeah, 5 hours. No, I mean, I could have had you for a half an hour,
you.
Scott. Guru knows. Anyways, appreciate your time. Enjoy your weekend, Scott.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
There you go, Scott Osler. It really is a great article, man. You got to look at it. Can you just get the newspaper online now? I'm still old school.
Yeah.
I get the actual physical paper.
I read the Tribune.
So you can read this article on Draymond Green online?
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, go check it out for all you youngsters out there.
Yep.
All right?
It's the new era, Zach. The new millennials. They don't get the paper in hand.
Kobe Bryant was a little bit of a maniac.
It was a different maniac.
I'm just saying, Draymond, don't go too far down that line of maniac.
Draymond's not a narcissist. Kobe is a narcissist.
Great point, but he's taking his maniac tendencies.
You don't like it.
Only sometimes, 5% of the time.
Because he looks thug and he's yelling.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm profiling.
No, I'm just,
Mr. Kennedy is Mr. Profile.
Loud black man on
That's
your TV
cool,
in
man.
HD, yeah, you know?
I never deal with loud black men. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line.
You people.
95795. More of your phone calls. and a little bit more on this, and I swear to God, I'll leave it alone. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
Zach is struggling to
now
get to the
Now, back to Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm sorry, I'm pretty big time now. People liking the music.
Oh, really? You got the green light now to just do whatever you want?
56% liked it.
I told you, I'll take 30 minutes off, man. You want to do 30 minutes of Guru?
Hey, Ron, I'll come in here and pull up a chair if we get it.
Okay, that we can't do, but you solo we can do.
No.
Can't get in trouble. Unless Guru got the pass.
Guru? You mean A-Ron?
I mean A-Ron.
Throw a flag on Zach. Hey,
throw a flag on me, man.
We're
supposed to come in at 8, man. We should be like an hour and 45 minutes
in. I like it.
Instead, we're 3 hours and 45
minutes. It's like the coach saying,
in.
You know what? You guys were going to play a quarter. Now you're playing three. What would you say? Coach, I don't want to play three.
You know what I'd say? Coach, I'm tired.
No, see, that's why you would never be on my team.
Coming up at 10 o'clock, I really don't even know. I think we're going to play music. I think
Joe Paterno.
Yeah, let's get into child molestation for the next
time. It's something that happened, Zach. I would like to...
Do we have any confirmation?
We got to get serious sometime.
On our super correspondent...
The game's almost over. It's top of
John
the ninth.
John Dickinson.
It's top of the ninth in San Francisco.
We have confirmation on that for 10:30?
Monitor,
yes. All right. JD at 10:30.
He's excited, this guy.
I'm thrilled, man. Edge of my seat. We'll do a full-blown word.
And Paterno.
And we'll touch on Paterno. We'll put that in the words. So
we can't be fun all the time. We got to get serious. They're serious in me.
Is there? Why'd you turn your mic off? Is there serious in you, Guru?
Yeah.
Put it up on the poll. Is there serious in Guru? Yeah. At 95.7 The Game on Twitter. Is there serious in Guru? Yes or no? Can you vote from our own?
And you don't vote. I know you've been, yeah.
I didn't know that you could vote. From my app, you can't vote. Whatever.
Yeah.
At 95.7 The Game on Twitter, is there serious in Guru? Yes or no? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795 is how you get a hold of us.
Wow.
I want to put a little bow on this, and we'll get to Voodoo in Oakland.
Voodoo.
We'll get to Voodoo in Oakland. We didn't do a video. We didn't take a picture.
I don't need a video.
I look
tonight.
Pretty.
Yeah, you look, yeah. My shirt.
I might just take a picture of myself and post it on Twitter.
But yeah.
Shirt's terrible. The whole outfit's terrible.
Kind of familiar with
the
shirt.
I'm one of those guys, when I know when I'm looking good outside of everything else, I won't do anything else. So if I look terrible physically, I will dress really nice.
Like the other night when the shirt.
And if I look great physically, I will look terrible with my dress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not with my dress, like wearing a dress, but the way that I dress.
This is provocative sports talk.
All right. Back to this Draymond thing before we get to Voodoo.
Dre Day.
There is an aspect here, Guru, and especially on Kobe Bryant's way out. That was a bad exit, right? Would you agree?
He scored 50.
Okay, not the final when he took 50 shots.
Scored 60, not
60,
50.
Yeah.
Damn.
I could score 60
Stop,
on 50
Zach.
Shots.
I was just at the gym.
On 50
I didn't score
shots?
60.
I could score 60 on 20 shots. That should be 40. If you're a marksman like myself, they used to call me Mark. Wait.
Yeah, that's what they used to call you.
Marksman McGuire. Yeah, there we go. That's good. I was never called that, obviously.
Wow. You just lied on air?
It was bad. Yeah, I did. I told you.
Flag on Zach.
They used to call me, throw a flag. Sorry. First and 25. I'll make it up.
They used to call me 3-4. They would be like, put 3-4 in. And I would hear that from, like, the tough guys from the street. And they'd be in the crowd, and I wouldn't be in the game. And put 3-4 in.
New flag at 95.7 The Game. On, and a new poll at 95.7 The Game on Twitter.
Wow.
Was Guru just lying?
Oh, no, I'm not.
About hearing put 3-4 in from the hood. What'd you say? From the
Midnight
the
League
the
in Oakland right there in Sobrani, right there.
Make it so it's less wordy.
It was
please,
the Midnight League.
90210.
And the factors would say, put 3-4 in, meaning me, because I was Draymond. I'd go get rough in there.
Is he lying? Is Guru lying about put 3-4 in from the street? I think that's concise enough.
The street guys would say, put me in.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. From the street.
You can't believe that?
Do I have to say guys from the street?
Am I short? Do you think that that's impossible, that I could be active down there?
All I know is one of your good buddies said you were the black Bill Laimbeer. That's all I can remember. That's all
11.
That's in my head.
I can take so much.
Seriously. An hour and 10 minutes, man. We're almost there. the aspect of the Kobe Bryant part, the aspect of the Michael Jordan part, it's not for everybody. And I will tell you how with quotes.
It's for him, though.
From Luke Walton.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
From Pau Gasol in a Sports Illustrated article. Quote, Kobe Bryant kept everybody on edge. In practice, he challenged people. He talked trash to people. It wasn't for everybody. Some players can't deal with that, but I didn't mind. It was his way of motivating you and pushing you to give more.
Love it.
It's easy to get comfortable. He made sure nobody was comfortable.
Love it.
Not always, though. Walton asking if Green is anything like Bryant. Absolutely. Never a scrimmage or a drill where if you were matched up against Kobe, you could go through the motions. Sometimes if you and your drill partner were tired, you'd kind of look at each other like, hey, let's get this done, but let's not really go. That wasn't the case with Kobe. He was going to try to beat you at all costs, and if that meant him playing as hard as he could, talking trash to you, he would. And for the most part, Draymond's the same way when we scrimmage or do competitive drills. All of this is good. Guru.
It's fabulous. I don't understand where you got a problem with it.
Well, I can get to why I have a problem with it.
All right.
It's not for everybody. Quote.
If there's winners on my team, then it's for you. If you're not a winner, pack your stuff and get on.
Look at you being Mr. Tough Guy.
Yeah, I can't believe it's not for... Dude, Kobe is one of the top five, in my mind, players ever. And you have to have an edge. And he had it.
So is Jordan. Jordan and Kobe are in my top 10.
But for you guys sitting back on the couch or at the game,
thank
just
God
looking
Kobe's
at Draymond.
Thank God Kobe's not in the top five.
Oh, he's yelling too much because he's acting a fool. Part of his game is acting a fool with the rest. But he's firing not only himself up, it's infectious.
To a certain extent.
The guys get it. He's like Stephen Clay's bodyguard. I see it and I like it.
I'm too much for you sometimes. You get burnt down on me.
Well, not tonight.
You're more sensitive. You wouldn't be able to handle Draymond Green.
I am him on the court. I monitor everything.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Voodoo in Oakland. Go ahead, Voodoo. What do you got?
Man, shout out to Guru, man. You was gassing, man. You was spinning, man. Come on now.
That's my Voodoo. That's my man.
All right, true or false? True or false, Voodoo? Do you know Guru? Do you know Guru?
No.
I don't know, Guru, but I heard him spit.
Okay.
So I need to know. Hey,
here's the average freestyle, but go ahead.
I'm just calling just to say, man, I'm just tired of all this bandwagon Warriors fans, man. I was a Warriors fan since the trail choke PJ.
Embrace him, Voodoo. Why?
The wagon is,
the party's just bigger now. The party's just bigger.
You want to party by yourself?
More women, more drinks flowing.
I'm talking about Terry coming. Tony
Depp. Oh, wow.
Terry Cummings, good pull there. Good pull.
Jim, y'all remember Jim Jackson?
Yeah, we did.
Of course.
We saw him not too long ago.
We did. Jason Caffey, a good pull also. Look, I'm not saying you don't deserve credit for being a Warriors fan for a long time, but why hate on the people that are trying to enjoy the ride?
Yeah, just enjoy it.
Now, if they're ex-Laker fans, then I'm with you. Kick them off the bus.
But the wagon is to have fun.
Last question.
All right.
What was the debate on the Livingstone nickname?
Final verdict was, and this was kind of bad by us because we put a Star Wars option in there, and there's a lot of Star Wars heads out there, but it was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Come on, man. I got one for y'all.
It's not going to probably even crack the top six, but I got faith in you, Voodoo. Go ahead.
What about Sunshine? Like, pull up Sunshine. Sunshine, come on, man. Can a brother get some credit?
You sold that well, Voodoo. Thank you for the phone call.
Was that Keith?
He sold it well.
Yeah, he did.
But it's terrible. I mean, was his ultimate answer Sunshine?
But it was the effort in the...
Quickly, Biff and Hayward. What's up to the stack? What do you got, Biff?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I'm enjoying the show. Thank you. Man, I think Draymond Green is the firecracker of the team. He makes things happen. They let Clay go off. They let Steph go off. Let him go off. Let him do his thing.
Mm.
He's a Dennis Rodman with more capability.
Wow, man.
I love the show. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
What a call.
What is Biff? Isn't Biff like a...
It was in Back to the Future.
There it is.
Yeah, Alex P. Keaton.
See, that's why I keep
Family
you guys
Ties.
Around. What?
You didn't watch him when he was a youth, Family Ties?
I don't know what you're talking about, and I feel bad wow. because the younger guy, 90210 over here, Mr. Like, I
he
just barely
really know.
Was
Oh, he does know.
Yeah, just legally able to buy a beer, knows
Zach's
it.
Zach's about rap music
He's got
and
a
women.
Smooth decade on me. Anyways, I can't believe he knew that. All right, coming up next.
Mac Dre, that's his new nickname.
This last hour, if you don't tune into this last hour, you are missing out because I'm going to do, I'm
Let's
delirious.
Do the word for an hour. We don't do the word at all anymore. Something mm-hmm. always happens.
All right, we'll do a lot of the
all
word.
All we do is play the bid.
How about two sessions of the word? Do you think Aaron's worked
happen.
On the word?
I've worked with him.
Right, if you want to get in, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. We'll play music, songs from 90210, and a bunch of bells. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.